Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow morning. We'll be here through the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Minnesota's Adjutant General on and speak with Senator Klobuchar and Governor Walz. But in this hour, my special co-host is Larry Herkey, who is the 18th Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs since January 2019. His Commissioner Herkey is charged with assisting Minnesota veterans and their families. He also represents the department at hearings before the Minnesota Legislature and United States Congress. And he spent 30 years in the Army and the Minnesota National Guard. And Commissioner, welcome to our Memorial Day show. And I've always thought that this was meant to be, because all those years you spent in the Minnesota National Guard taking care of facilities and things, and now you're building three new veterans homes.
Yes, good morning, Tom. It's great to be here with you. And yes, we got lots of construction going on with the three new homes in Preston, Montevideo, and also in Bemidji, and beyond that, a new cemetery also in Redwood Falls.
A lot going on at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But, sir, Memorial Day, I want to ask you two questions. Number one, we should differentiate between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And number two, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'd say Memorial Day is special for me because we're remembering those veterans that have given their lives in service of their country, and specifically those that were killed in action and those that we lost during different wars in the past. And it was moving yesterday when I was at the Little Falls Cemetery, and we were talking to some of the families, especially those families that had missing in action folks, just that you could feel the hurt. Even though some of them are back to World War II, you still had that feeling that came through. So the difference, Memorial Day, we're looking at those that have lost their lives versus Veterans Day, which, of course, we're celebrating all veterans from living or dead or still serving. And that's the big difference there is between the two. And I think sometimes people get a little bit confused, but it's important to remember those that we've lost in action throughout our nation's wars.
Hey, Commissioner, I understand you've got a story about a World War II veteran.
Yes, we've lost, of course, thousands of veterans, and I got a chance to tell this story yesterday during our ceremony in Little Falls. And the story is a story that's 80 years old. There's a headstone there in Little Falls that memorializes a Julius St. John Knutson. He fought in World War II, and he was a member of A company of the 194th Tank Battalion. That's a battalion that's from Brainerd. There was, I believe, over 60 people that volunteered to be part of that unit. They were part of some 10,000 Allied soldiers who died during the Bataan Death March in the Philippines in April of 1942. His fate is unknown. His commander last saw him at the beginning of the march, and his body was never found. And I think the unique thing is that he was recently recognized and honored with a Congressional Gold Medal on the 80th anniversary of the surrender of the American unit there on Bataan on April 9th. And he was, again, a volunteer. He volunteered, enlisted in March of 1941. He trained at Fort Lewis, Washington. And in September of 1941, he sailed to the Philippines and was one of the first armored units to be in the Pacific, and actually the first American armored unit that actually was in action. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor and so forth, there was the attack, of course, on the Philippines, and that led to the surrender of the troops there in April of 1942. His family looked to the day when they can bring Julius St. John Knutson all the way home. And he's part of the greatest generation. And, Tom, we're down to 2% of our veterans in Minnesota that are actually from World War II. That's about 7,000 veterans, and significantly down from, you know, just years ago, as most of these veterans are now in their upper 90s and 100s. But in this case, we would like to, at some point, bring this veteran home and recognize. And, of course, today we recognize his contributions.
Very good, Commissioner. Earlier in the show, we had on the director of the Fort Snelling National Cemetery, but I know here in Minnesota, you've got three state cemeteries, Little Falls, Preston, and Duluth, and the fourth one coming on stream.
Yes, Redwood Falls is actually under construction. It's about 20% complete. We believe we're on track to be able to do our first internment there. It'll be this Veterans Day on November 11th of this year. We've actually had a milestone recently and for internments for our cemeteries. The three cemeteries that are currently open have, we've interned over 10,000 veterans and veteran spouses. And that was a great milestone for us to be able to serve the veterans of Minnesota. And I think by having these new cemeteries, especially in Duluth, Preston, and Redwood Falls, we've provided a lot more services to our veterans throughout Minnesota.
And Commissioner, it makes days like today, Memorial Day, a lot easier on our listeners and the families of the veterans because they can go to the cemetery that's much closer to home and visit their veteran and honor them on a day like Memorial Day and any other day that they want to go visit.
Yes, it was very heartwarming to watch. I watched veterans' families actually having a meal at the gravesite, sitting there and like talking with the veteran as if they were part of the meal. It was just very moving, and that was happening in multiple locations at Little Falls yesterday when I was there at the cemetery.
Seems funny, Commissioner, but Saturday I was out to the cemeteries speaking with the dead, as it were, and just telling them what's going on and bringing them up to date, but somehow it feels good, and it's important. So, Commissioner, are there are there events at your cemeteries today?
There was yesterday, actually.
Ceremonies.
Ceremonies at all three cemeteries. I think they were all concurrent about 2 p.m. And again, I was at the Little Falls ones yesterday. I think there was about 2,000 people. That was the first time that we've been able to get together since 2019. And it was a truly American event. I think there was more American flags and people around than I've seen in one area in a long, long time. So it was great event and just well run and many veterans organizations helping us out.
Commissioner, we're going to have to go to a commercial break in about 30 seconds. Memorial Day, how has it affected you?
Well, for me personally, I've lost through deployments I've been in, especially my last one to Iraq. I went over with about 5,200 folks, and sadly, I can tell you that 20 of those folks did not come back. And every time I had to go to one of those ceremonies in theater where they have the rifle turned upside down and the boots and the helmet and so forth, it was just really difficult to lose a friend in a lot of cases, with someone that has great experience in this and has contributed to society so much. But I think about them every day. I put my hand up on the poster. Many times when I leave my office, I have their faces on the wall. And that's how, I guess, it's affected me, is just to remember those 20 folks I deployed with.
Very good, sir. My co-host in this hour is Commissioner Larry Herkey. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the DAV of Minnesota. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information, online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour is Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow morning. And Commissioner, we were talking about Memorial Day, and that's a day to remember the men and women who died while serving in the United States military. And it's been a tradition for decades that it's a three-day weekend, and a lot of folks enjoy a three-day weekend and spend time with family and so forth. But it's important, I think, to remember the meaning of Memorial Day, and we're asking everybody to take a moment of remembrance, take a moment of silence at 3 o'clock today to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And Commissioner, I think that's it's so important that everybody just take a moment and think about the reasons we have the freedom and the liberty that we have is because we've had generations of service members willing to stand up and die for their country.
I think that's very appropriate, Tom, and just to take a moment out of your day. I think with the events in Ukraine, freedom is something that you can lose quite quickly, and most people don't realize that we fought for that freedom. And just it'd be appropriate to think about those who gave us the freedoms that we have.
And Commissioner, they say less than 1% of our population serves today, but they're out there doing it day in, day out. They're risking their lives. They're willing to go and do whatever we ask them to do. And as when I went to Vietnam some 50 years ago, You know, it was an adventure. I was a young man, and I didn't know any better. And I didn't realize that some of my buddies weren't coming back. But that's the reality of the situation, and that's why we honor those who have given their lives on Memorial Day.
It's very true, and you realize that people around the world today that are ensuring that we still have the freedom to do what we do here in the United States. So they're out there on the front lines today, to include the folks in about 100,000 in the Poland area, just to help out and assist with that area, which is, of course, a trouble spot in the world today.
Very much so. Commissioner, we have a special guest with us today who is the Adjutant Executive Director of the DAV of Minnesota, former National Commander for 2 years, Butch Whitehead. Butch, welcome to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Butch, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now.
Okay. Good morning, guys.
Sorry, I'm not used to this live radio stuff, so my fault. The commissioner's here, and we've been talking about the meaning of Memorial Day and the importance of taking a moment this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
I think that's a great thing that we're doing. You know, we can never forget the sacrifices that our, you know, men and women have done for our country to give us this opportunity, you know, to enjoy what we do each and every day. But I think it's very important that we take that time today at 3 o'clock to truly be, you know, give the moment of silence that they have earned because of the sacrifices they've given us.
And Butch, your organization, the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, one of the most active veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, and I'm sure they're out busy today as well.
So yeah, I tell them they have been. They've been busy all weekend, you know, today putting flowers up and some flags up at cemeteries, being, you know, honor guard and stuff like that, color guards, I'm sorry, at the cemeteries. We have men and women all around the state today volunteering to make sure that, you know, those that have died for us are given the time, given the moment that they deserve.
Butch, you and I worked together, you know, back when we were both in uniform, and I guess I just want to know, what does this day mean to you as a veteran of the United States Army?
You know, Commissioner, this is a very special day to me. I mean, obviously, as I was listening to you and Tom talk, you know, I too lost some family as well as some friends during the war. So this day means a lot to me that, you know, that I had a family member that died right before I went into Iraq myself, right before I left. And that sits with me every day. So it's a very, very emotional day for me.
And Butch, I know that your organization is one of the busiest in Minnesota, and I just want to let our listeners know that if our veterans here in Minnesota had some kind of an issue, physical or issue when they were in the military, and they need some help accessing benefits, that's a big part of what you guys do.
It is, Tom. I mean, we have dedicated personnel to make sure we're offering that service free of charge to the veterans because we know it's not an easy process to get the benefits that these veterans have earned. So we have dedicated employees that go through special training to make sure that we do the right thing for the veterans, and we really make sure that we're helping these veterans.
Hey, Commissioner, you work closely with the veteran service organizations, but DAV is out there transporting our veterans to their medical appointments. They're out there getting people out fishing and hunting. They're doing a lot of things to help our disabled veterans. Got to be a big help to you.
It is, Tom. It's to get the veterans to reconnect with each other. That's one of the most critical items that we have found a success for a long and satisfying life for people. And DAV does it as good as anyone. And I'd specifically like to point out the legislative help provided by the DAV during this last session. Extraordinary work by Trent Delks and the team there at the DAV to help assist us and to get the veteran service organizations and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to work together. I'd just like to say thank you, Butch, for that help.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Commissioner. It's our duty. It's a privilege to do it, but, you know, we got to make sure that our lawmakers understand the importance of these benefits for the veterans and the work that Trent and the team does. We're very proud of how hard they work to get after it, and, you know, we don't stop until, you know, we make sure they hear us.
And Butch, you had a special session this year. For the first time, there was a separate veterans omnibus bill to deal with veterans issues, and it passed by large margins in both houses.
It did, and you know, I want to give recognition also back to Commissioner's team as well. His team, Bennett Cole, they really helped Trent and the team here really come up with a strong message about the Veterans Omnibus. And we worked really well together to make sure that we brought a package together that the lawmakers understood why these issues are important. And they did a really good job. Everybody did a really good job of getting that Veterans Omnibus bill passed this year.
Great. What great work, Butch. And I want to thank you for joining us today. You got about 30 seconds. Any final thoughts about Memorial Day?
Well, thank you guys for having me on here. I just really want to, you know, do a special recognition to, like I said, my cousin, Roger, and then also the two soldiers that were with me in Iraq, Sergeant Miller and also Sergeant Cook, that died in Iraq when I was over there. So I think about the family every day and all the families, the Gold Star families that don't have their loved ones beside with them today. So thank you guys very much.
Very good. Thank you, Butch. And you can find more information about DAV in Minnesota at davmn.org. Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast on Minnesota Military Radio. My co-host this hour is Larry Urkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow morning. And Commissioner, we've been talking about Memorial Day, and we've got a special guest joining us now, and that is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director Kelly, good morning.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Commissioner, good morning to you.
Director, thrilled to have you on this morning, Memorial Day, and is the Minneapolis VA Medical Center open today, and are you doing anything special for your patients?
Yeah, so we're always open, Tom, of course, 24/7, and today we have a car parade. You know, we have one of our employees who almost single-handedly has taken on to sponsoring the car parade, and what it's really intended for is for those veterans who can't get out of the hospital, and so we get a bunch of cars decorated, the drive around the parking areas, and veterans stand by the windows and watch them go by while they wave to those veterans. And so it's just a nice touch for those that, can't get out of the hospital. We bring a little something to them while they're there.
Pat, as a veteran yourself, what does Memorial Day mean for you?
Well, you know, what I do now, or ever since I've lived in the Twin Cities, the last 10 years, you know, I always go to Fort Snelling. That's sort of how I mark Memorial Day, as I will again this year. You know, I was raised in Mankato, and my dad is a veteran, and my dad, although he didn't die serving his country, you know, we have always marked Memorial Day as the time when we go to the cemetery and visit, you know, my dad and others who served. It's a time for me really to remember, take some time to remember and to think about the sacrifice and to think about the freedoms that we have because of those sacrifices. So, again, great opportunity here in Twin Cities to do that at Fort Snelling, and I'll be there this morning.
And, of course, we heard this morning, Director, that there'll be a parade at 9:45 and a flyover at 9:55, and then the ceremony starts at 10 o'clock. Be a chance for everyone to hear Chaplain Wynn give an invocation, as he's so good at, and of course Senator Klobuchar and Governor Walz will be out there. Director, I want to bring you back a little bit. We've had a couple of crazy years, 2020, 2021, with the COVID-19, and I think you might have gotten reported, caught up with me after the USS Minneapolis-St. Paul last week, but we beat it. But how is that affecting you now, and is there another wave coming? I understand that people are using home tests, and we can't quite track it as well.
Well, first, Tom, I'm glad you're doing well. I had heard that you'd gotten sick, and I'm glad that you're back on your feet, so I'm happy for that. You know, like you did, we're encouraging all of our veterans to continue to get vaccinated, and so we're doing vaccinations, and, you know, it has gotten a little worse, you know, and so things get better, things get worse. So, you know, we have gone from large numbers of inpatient veterans in our hospital, 50 was probably about the most in November of 2020, and to 7 this morning. And so things are clearly better, but things get better and things get worse. And so, you know, we're still encouraging veterans to do all those things that are good, and we still in our hospital do cleaning and distancing and mask wearing and all those kinds of things, and again, still encourage veterans to be cautious wherever they go and to be careful and to stay safe.
Director, you and I seldom talk about it, but one of the things I enjoy at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center is your chaplain service out there. You've got all kinds of services going on all day long.
You know, spiritual health is an important part of being healthy, and so, you know, we have our chaplain services when we cover almost all denominations, and if we don't cover a denomination, we make it available to veterans in other ways. But, you know, it's good for inpatients, you know, who, again, have spiritual needs while they're in the hospital. We have church services. I see you at a Clark McManus occasionally, and we have other denominational services in our hospital. But, yeah, that's an important part of health care and care, is making sure we're addressing spiritual needs of our veterans as well.
All back. Director, we've got a bad line. I wonder if we could ask you to hang up and call back in so we can hear you a little bit better. Commissioner, when the director calls back in, he's been busy like you. You've got three homes that you're building, and a lot of construction going on at the cemetery, and he's got some construction going on out there at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
I was out there recently and saw the things that are going on there. I believe hopefully maybe give us an update on the main entrance, and then I think he's got another building that's been dedicated to women's health care.
A really important one coming up. Yeah. I think they're going to start construction this fall. And, Zach, are you getting the director back in?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. I'm back.
All right, Director. The commissioner's got a question for you. He's been involved in some construction projects himself.
Yes. If you give us an update, Tom, on your new building, and then I think you're doing something also with the main entrance of the VA Medical Center there. If you give us an update, that'd be great.
Yeah, thanks for asking. We are making some pretty significant changes to our outpatient entrance area where we veterans normally walk in from the parking ramp and normally, access the elevators there. And we're putting down some new flooring, expanding those spaces, make them more accessible to veterans. So we're rerouting traffic to what is very prominently displayed as the main entrance. And so lots of escorts, lots of people pushing wheelchairs, lots of supporting veterans to get them through there. But that's going to be finishing up around Thanksgiving of this year. So that's one project that will be very prominent when people go. Another thing that they will see is we have a big new building being constructed just on the left-hand side as you're driving up Veterans Drive, which is going to be a specialty care clinic. And then following that, it'll be a very nice women's health center that will be constructed and open in about a little over a year from now. Gosh, we've got a lot of things going on, as do you, Commissioner. I know you've got a lot of projects going on around the state, too, but a lot of good improvement projects at the medical center.
And, Director, one last question. I know that you and the Commissioner are working hard to help eliminate veterans' homelessness.
Well, we have a great partnership with the state, and the state runs a terrific registry and programs, and I know that not only Commissioner Herkey, but the governor is incredibly committed to that, and so... Yeah, we're going to be up in Duluth soon here, declaring an end to homelessness in that county, up in that part of the state, leaving really the metro area. Hennepin and Ramsey County is the next focus areas. But, we're lucky in this state to have a governor and a commissioner who are so committed to this that they have those direct ties to veterans, having served themselves. And so it really makes a difference to us and our veterans in this state.
Director, I always say that the Veterans Homelessness Program is probably the best example of federal, state, and local government working together. Okay. Extraordinary efforts to get, over 400 to 550 veterans a year placed in safe, secure housing. And you bring a lot of the resources to the table. Okay. We very much appreciate the vouchers and all the other help and assistance that you provide. And you're a great partner to end veterans homelessness.
Yeah, Mac V, and I, Commissioner, I tell the story occasionally when I first got to Minneapolis, and we had a homeless event, and I was speaking, our Congress senators was speaking too at the event, and I looked out there, and it occurred to me at that time that there was a sea of representatives from a number of agencies, the state and Mac V and housing and partnerships and just the group of people that are committed to ending veterans homelessness in our state is really impressive. And I think that's why our state is so far along in this effort because of those partnerships and that commitment that is shared by all kinds of agencies in our state.
Heartwarming to see all of those organizations working together on such a vital cause. Director, we're about out of time. I'd like to thank you for taking time out to call us on Memorial Day.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yes, sir. That was Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center System. Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the American Legion. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. In our third hour, which will start at 8 o'clock, we're going to have on Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, and some special guests, including Senator Klobuchar and Governor Tim Walz. And Commissioner, I want to go back just a little bit. When we had Butch Whitehead on, we were talking about that special Veterans Omnibus Bill. And it's my understanding that for the first time, maybe ever, the state legislature took all the veterans issues like your budget and the Department of Military Affairs budget and all of the other things that the Commander's Task Force were pushing for, put them in a separate bill aside from any other political issues, and voted almost unanimously in favor of those items. And I know that your Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs got your budget in there, and there was also, wasn't there a service bonus in there?
There was a lot of great things, and I just want to say thank you to the legislature for doing this. I think we found by taking this out of the larger bills that we got put in the past that there's everyone's pretty much unanimously supportive of these issues. The greatest one, or one of the greatest things, was the post 9/11 service bonus that we're going to be able to provide to those that have served during the last 20 years. And there's different levels of that you can be recognized for as far as dollar amounts, and I won't get into that here. But the good news is that that's going to be available to anyone that served during the last 20 years in the armed forces. And that'll be available through your county veteran service officer or directly online on minnesotaveteran.org. And either way, that'll be available. And I can tell you the time that that'll be available is starting after July 6th.
Very good, Commissioner. I can remember many, many decades ago, or several decades ago, we got a little bonus for serving in Vietnam, and a lot of those, this is similar to that.
We've done it since World War One, Tom. So this is World War One, World War Two, Korea. So these veterans also deserve a thank you from their state.
And for our listeners out there, please get a hold of your elected officials from the state legislature. Thank them for doing a separate veterans bill that takes the politics out of that and steps up and takes care of our veterans. Commissioner, there's a promise that's made when you raise your hand and say you're going to serve your country and risk up to your life. The promise is if we're hurt or if we're injured in some way, the United States has to take care of us.
As Governor Wall says, there's a sacred promise, and we were there to fulfill that by providing the service bonus to these veterans that have served their nation and their state.
And politics shouldn't be a part of that.
It should not promise. Be part of that.
Well, Commissioner, we've got another guest with us. It is Tom Fernland, who was elected as the 104th Department Commander of the Minnesota American Legion at the annual convention last July. Tom, welcome to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Commissioner. It was great to see you yesterday. You gave a great message out at the Little Falls Cemetery.
Well, it was great, Tom, to see you there, and all the people. I know there was cars filled the entire cemetery there, and I was just going to ask for your reflections of the ceremony and what you saw yesterday at Little Falls.
Yeah, it's just great to be able to get together in person with everybody. I know a lot of the individuals there that are buried, and then their families go out there and visit, especially on Memorial Day. Been involved quite a few years going up and being involved with the Parade of Colors, marching in, and it was just a fantastic ceremony, great music. One of the individuals I'll mention, Bob Mace, he was the Sergeant-at-Arms leading in there. He's been part of the Color Guard around the Wade Park area for about 55 years, so he's very proud of that.
And, Tom, we want to ask you, Memorial Day, is there anyone special or anything special that you think about on this solemn day?
Definitely. You know, when I grew up, my memories were my parents going out to the cemetery and putting flowers out on their parents' graves, and then had an uncle also that was buried up in Cook, and he was a World War II veteran. He served in Africa and Italy, and I just always remember when he came back, he really suffered. So I always remember him. So,
Commissioner Decoration Day, they used to call it. This is a day to remember generations of service members that served and gave their lives in service to our country.
That's correct, and I said that date was selected because of the fact that flowers would be in bloom, and that was one of the requirements for the date. And my grandmother called it Decoration Day, the day to the day that she died. So that's how she remembered it. That's how it was when she grew up.
And early on after the Civil War, it was the day to take decorations, but it was also the day to have the picnic out there and spend some time.
Yes, and we saw that, I think Tom saw that at several families spending time at the headstone marker for their loved one, and they were having sandwiches and so forth after the ceremony, so it was very heartwarming.
And Tom, what's your schedule for today? What's the commander of the American Legion doing?
Well, we're actually on the road right now. We're heading over to Fort Snelling for that ceremony. And then afterwards, I know I have some of our vice commanders are going to go to the Minneapolis Veterans Home around 2. And we're actually going to head to Parker's Prairie afterwards. We've got American Legion girls softball. They're going to try and have a small tournament. It's going to be a first ever. So we want to be involved in that and try and get that off the ground. Then we're hoping at Fort Snelling we're going to see our son. He's with the 34th Infantry Band. He's in the percussion. He was actually down in Preston yesterday with the band and got to see some pictures of him. But it's just an honor to see that he's involved also.
Commissioner, I've got to ask you, I haven't been to Preston yet. I'm sorry, I should get down there. But I've heard that's referred to as Arlington of the Midwest. Is it as beautiful as Arlington Cemetery?
It is awesome and breathtaking when you come over the top of the road and you look down. The river valley is below you, and just extraordinary with the committal shelter and the flagpole. I think it lays out very nice. And of course, you know, they got a Operational Excellence Award just a couple of years ago, of which Little Falls actually received that in 2021, the only state cemetery in the nation to get that award.
Very good, sir. So we have Little Falls, Preston, and Duluth. And when does Redwood Falls come online?
We're going to do our first burial there of a veteran. It'll be on November 11th of 2022. Veterans Day is our intent, and then we'll do the big dedication ceremony probably in May of next year.
The commander, I expect we'll see you down in Redwood Falls.
I will definitely try to be there.
Very good.
Check my schedule.
Commissioner, are you going to run into the commander the rest of the day?
I may see him potentially at Fort Snelling, but after that, I think our paths will go different directions. I'm going up to Fergus Falls to the veterans home up there.
Very good. Commander Fernland, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Memorial Day here on our special Minnesota Military Radio show.
Thank you, Tom. It's an honor to definitely be on here. Thank you for your service, Commissioner. Thank you for your service. And everybody have a great day, and just always remember.
Thank you, Tom. Commissioner, we've mentioned it a couple of times today, but there's a moment of silence this afternoon.
There is. At 3 p.m. today, we want to make sure that everyone knows that that's the designated time to take a moment. If you can take, you know, 5 minutes and just reflect on what your freedom means and the sacrifices of those service members that have gone in service and died to make sure that we maintain us free, the freedoms that we actually live with today. And there are also taps across America where they'll be playing taps at the same time with trumpeters and so forth throughout the land. So that'll be interesting also to hear that.
And if you want to hear that, that'll be the last thing we do today at the end of the third hour at 8:58. Commissioner, you've been very busy since you took over as commissioner, but you've got a lot of great employees at the MDVA.
We do. We have about 1,400 employees, and they do a great job. The majority of those are in our healthcare area, and they've done a yeoman's job here as heroes, really, providing direct care to our 600-plus veterans that are in our state veterans homes throughout Minnesota.
And, Commissioner, could you operate those homes without your volunteers?
Volunteers are very important. We had to keep them out for a period of time, and it was really rough on the staff because they do a lot of functions, and they have a lot of help and assistance for our veterans and veteran spouses, and they were sorely missed during COVID, and now they're back again. So things are much better, and we appreciate all those services they provide.
So are we back to normals?
I would say we're pretty close to back to normal. We're open for visitors and again, volunteers, and I just got to get my census up now in each one of my facilities. We're working on getting more veterans in the homes.
Is there still a waiting list, Commissioner?
There is. We're finding a lot of families are waiting a little bit on the waiting lists and so forth. But we have been doing a lot of missions. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of folks, not only to COVID, but just in natural causes and so forth over the last couple of years. So we're playing catch up right now, Tom, to try to get that census back up.
So if we can get rid of this COVID, we can get back to normal and get to taking care of all of our veterans all over the state.
I think that to be true. And I'm just, again, I'm very proud of the healthcare staff and everything they do every day.
So for our listeners, keep in mind there'll be some opportunities to volunteer at the state veterans homes coming up as soon as things settle down. And I hope that's very soon, Commissioner.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Commissioner, we got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts on Memorial Day?
Well, Memorial Day is important. I think it's the time, like you said, to take a moment out of your life. I know a lot of people think it's the unofficial start of summer and a long weekend, but there's much more to it. I encourage, again, people to remember about 13,000 Minnesotans have died in service to their country, and I think we should remember that we are the land of the free because of those brave veterans that have served us in the past.
Thank you, Commissioner. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you this morning.
It's been great to be with you, Tom.
That was Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the Chris Lindahl Real Estate Studios.